Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Berger, and this is the Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Today is March 26, 2017. This is the special report section where I take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This will be a special predictive report on the Chaitra New Moon. What's that, you ask? Well, one technique used in Vedic astrology for predicting world events for the coming year is to cast a chart for the Pisces New Moon, which usually falls in late March or early April, and which begins the Hindu lunar month called Chaitra, named after the nakshatra, lunar sign, Chitra, where the full moon falls for that month. In some of the ancient religious traditions in India, Chaitra is considered to be a very auspicious month. It's the month in which the creation of the universe was started, so maybe that's where the idea originated for using this as a predictive tool for figuring out what would be happening in the coming year. In any case, the Chaitra New Moon is used for making predictions for outcomes related to mundane astrology, that is, the astrology of nations and world events. Since this 2017 New Year Moon is closely conjunct with retrograde Venus, we can expect that there will be an emphasis on the general themes of Venus, that is, money, values, agreements, guidance, as well as reproduction, the arts, entertainment, and that's across the board for all countries. Uranus, the planet of freedom, rebellion, and the unexpected, is also not far from the new moon. The problem is, Venus is retrograde, meaning its significations are not operating normally. Venus, the planet of agreements, when retrograde, means agreements are going to be questioned. Venus, the planet of appearance, when retrograde, means appearances are not what they seem. In other words, deceptive. Venus, the planet of values, when retrograde, means it's hard to determine the true value of anything, resulting in buyer's remorse. Venus, the planet of guidance, when retrograde, means advice is suspect or misleading. In order to make more specific predictions, the Chaitra New Moon chart is cast for the country we want to get predictions for by calculating the chart for the capital city of the country in question. The resulting chart is then interpreted according to the rules for reading the charts of nations. So, let's take a look at the Chaitra New Moon chart for Washington, D.C., and see what it says. Here's the chart for Washington, D.C. on the Chaitra New Moon. Libra is the rising sign. That makes Venus the ruler of the chart. Note that Venus is retrograde, and along with the new moon and Uranus, is placed in the inauspicious sixth house of struggle and difficulty. For a country's chart, the sixth house represents the health of the people, and this includes the health care system. And what's the problem? Well, the cost, of course. And there's retrograde Venus, the planet that represents value and cost. But with Venus being retrograde, we know there's something wrong with this picture. Venus is the planet of compromise, and when it is retrograde, it's much harder to come to any agreement. Also, retrograde planets do cause delay. And then there's Uranus, planet of rebellion. Well, now, this is already sounding familiar. The Republicans' plan to change Obamacare has already endured its first defeat. So, any attempts to redo health care this year in the U.S. are going to run into a lot of obstacles. Another signification of the sixth house of a country's chart is that it represents the workers and the working class. So, here's another point. 2017 is going to have a major focus on the circumstances of the working class. The new president got elected on the basis of how he was going to bring jobs back to the USA. Also, the sixth house includes members of the armed forces, so there will likely be something going on in that area as well. A prominent position in this Chaitra new moon chart is Mars in its own sign Aries, which for the DC chart shows up in the seventh house. Mars is the planet of action, but also conflict and even war. The seventh house signifies partner countries, in other words, those countries that the U.S. has a relationship with. Note that Mercury, the planet of communications and making choices, is also in the seventh house. Mars, planet of aggression and fast action, plus Mercury, planet of communications and decisions, gives us harsh, ill-considered communications, argument, and rash decisions. So, this doesn't look good for relationships with the country's allies for this year. Another interesting position in this chart is Jupiter, retrograde in the 12th house. Jupiter is the planet of truth. The retrograde motion implies going back over the past, in this case, to find the truth. The 12th house is the house of hidden actions, which for a country signifies criminal acts, conspiracies, treason. The connection with the ongoing Russiagate affair is obvious. And now let's take a look at what the new moon chart predicts for a different country. How about China? Here's the Chaitra new moon chart for Beijing. Gemini is the rising sign, making Mercury the ruler of the chart. So here we find the new moon at the top of the chart in the 10th house, the house of leadership, of status and position, and the ruler of the country. This indicates that China will continue to try to take on a larger role as one of the global powers during this year. But will they really be making progress? Again, the question is, what is that retrograde Venus going to do to their ambitions? Could be the problem is the cost. What's it worth? Also, Venus, the planet of appearance, retrograde, shows that appearances are not what they seem. So the big issue for Xi Jinping and company is how to increase their status while maintaining appearances, in other words, without losing face. And of course, with Uranus being present, there can be unexpected events, in other words, crisis, in the leadership department. The ruler of this Beijing chart, Mercury, is with its enemy, Mars, in the 11th house. Mars is strong for action in the house of goals and ambitions. But again, Mars plus Mercury promotes rash thinking, hasty decisions, argument, and the potential for regrettable results. Note, too, that Saturn, the reality check planet, opposes the ascendant from its position in the seventh house of partner countries, indicating obstruction from the countries that China is in partnership with. Wonder who that could be. China has to be careful that, in the quest for attaining their goals, they don't risk taking actions that may ultimately backfire. For another example, let's look at Russia. Here's the Chaitra new moon chart calculated for the capital, Moscow. Here we see the rising sign is Aquarius, ruled by Saturn, which shows up in the 11th house of goals and ambitions. But unlike the Beijing chart, this position in the 11th house is without affliction. Saturn is the planet of persistence and gradual attainment, so this looks good for Moscow attaining its goals, eventually. The new moon, along with retrograde Venus and Uranus, shows up in the second house, the house of the nation's finances. The problem here is that Venus is a natural significator of finance, and here it is in the part of the chart that is specifically the country's finances and currency. So, its retrograde condition, along with the disruption signified by Uranus, suggests that Russia's prosperity will be on the line during the coming year. Since Russia gets a lot of its money from natural resources, namely oil and gas, we can surmise that the price of a barrel of oil will remain low during 2017. Now look at that Mars, strong in its own sign Aries, in the third house. The third house, in a nation's chart, is the house of neighboring countries. Mars, of course, is the planet of aggression and combat. This does not augur well for the relations between Moscow and countries on its borders. Mercury, a planet inclined towards diplomacy, is there, but Mercury is no match for a strong Mars. There will be plenty of belligerence from Moscow towards its neighbors in 2017. All right, one more. India. So here's the Chaitra new moon chart calculated for New Delhi. Whoa! Mars, the ruler of the ascendant, is right there in the ascendant. So, a really action-packed year for India. But Mercury is suffering from being overwhelmed by strong Mars. So, again, consensus and diplomacy will take a back seat to getting things done. And, oh no, note what's going on in the 12th house. That's where the new moon is placed, along with retrograde Venus and Uranus. Not a good thing. India will have to go through yet another year of corruption, backroom dealing, criminal activities, and, of course, scandals. And now one more thing before leaving you, my little pitch for your support. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.